these are folks who are involved with Up With People. This is kind of the advanced team. And we're looking for some more housing for some of the Up With People cast. Now, how many total are in the cast, including stage managers and you know, the whole...
So we are 102 students, and they are from 20 different countries.
102?
Yes.
From 20 different countries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at this point, 88 of them are housed.
Yes. And the rest are not.
Yes.
And the rest, if they were to arrive today, they'd be sleeping in the parking lot or under a bridge. Am I right?
We're hoping that's not the case.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
Not at all.
Okay, so you need 14 more beds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Now, I like the way you put that before we came on the air, because if there is a potential host family out there who has 14 empty beds in their house, apparently maybe you were a good Catholic family and all the kids have moved away. Or I don't know what the deal would be, but it's unlikely that that there's somebody with 14 spare beds in their house.
You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised.
That would be Christmas.
Yeah, so, all right, so if you're that one person who's got 14 spare beds, what do you need to do? How do they contact you guys?
They have to contact me. That's Jolivia at Joliva. At upwithpeople.org.
Okay, give it to us again.
Joliva at upwithpeople.org.
And you can become a host family. Mm-hmm. Now, realistically, given your lady's experience, mm-hmm. how many different host families is it going to take to house 14 more people?
I think about 7 host families would be enough, because generally they take between 1 and 2 students. Sometimes they take up to 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. We got some families here getting 6 students into their house.
Wow.
But I think with 7 we'll have enough.
Yes. Yeah, because it's not like they need their own bedroom. It's at least a place to sleep. So it could be a couch, right. An air mattress, or a bed. And so like sometimes they share bedrooms or like they share areas. So yeah, it could be.
So, but I mean, if you put an air mattress on the floor...
Yes, that's acceptable.
That's good.
That's fine.
Okay. It's fine for you. You're back at the hotel now. All right.
Oh, we're not. We're in host families as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. So. All right. So. So tell us what. First of all, when is the cast and crew arriving?
The whole group is arriving next Monday, so a week,
week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
week from today. All right.
Exactly at this time, they should be arriving.
Yeah,
here.
So 7 days.
Okay. And so then you would have to have your house ready to go a week from this afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So pickup would be at around 6 p.m., and then
Where will they arrive?
At Kansas Wesleyan.
Okay. So the host families need to go to Kansas Wesleyan to pick up their students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be like around 6 p.m.
Yes.
A week from today. Now, how long will they be at the host family's house?
1 week. And they will be dropped off the next Monday 24th, at around 8:30 a.m. Yeah.
8:30 a.m. Now... What are the requirements to be a host family? What must I do?
So to be a host family, it's only a place to sleep, as we said. And then...
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's some these kids got to eat.
Yes, so it's some breakfast and some dinners. And then transportation, so to drop them off in the morning at 8 a.m., more or less, at Kansas Wesleyan University or Sacred Heart Junior High School, and then picking them up at the same place at 6 p.m. in the evening.
Okay.
But if transportation is a big issue, we got donated bus passes by OCCK, so they will be able to ride the bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good, very good. Okay, so now you feed them breakfast and you feed them dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. But lunch?
Well, some dinners.
Some dinners.
Some dinners.
Okay. So when is the public performance?
Thursday, 20th of September.
In the Maybe Arena at KWU.
Okay. Now, is there an admission charged?
Yes.
Tickets are for sale at the Chamber or online as well.
And how much are tickets?
Adults are 20, then students are 15, and children under 12 are 10.
And we highly recommend getting your tickets in advance just because there's going to be a long line getting tickets last minute. So if you don't want to wait in that line, make sure you get them beforehand.
Now, if you are a host family,
yes,
do you need to purchase tickets?
No.
You'll get two tickets as a thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now what if I got six kids?
Well, then you got to purchase some more tickets.
Will I get more tickets?
No, we only give two tickets to every single family.
Every host family gets two tickets. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.